Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 18th, 2024, through Friday, November 22nd, 2024. Monday, November 18th, 2024. Scheme to defraud distressed homeowners out of $15 million nets Virginia man 60 months. Terrell Blackstone was sentenced to 60 months in federal prison for participating in a conspiracy that fraudulently promised thousands of homeowners across the U.S. legal help in avoiding foreclosure. The scheme generated at least $15 million for the conspirators, but never provided any legal services to the client victims. Blackstone pleaded guilty on June 6, 2024, for one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and wire fraud before U.S. District Judge Randolph D. Moss. In addition to the prison term, Judge Moss ordered Blackstone to serve 3 years of supervised release and pay $159,145.35 in restitution. According to court documents from January 2018 until February 2021, Blackstone worked with attorneys David Mayers of Virginia, Scott Marinelli of New Jersey, and Sam Babbs of Florida. The co-conspirators told homeowners that they operated a national law firm based in Washington, D.C., that attorneys would review the homeowner's file and provide legal representation to the homeowners, that an attorney in the homeowner's local area would be assigned to assist them, that the homeowner could meet and consult with those attorneys about the case, and that attorneys in their law firm could help the homeowner and, if necessary, file for bankruptcy. In the aforementioned fraud scheme and another scheme involving Themis Law, Blackstone received no less than $159,145.35 in direct payments from the companies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, November 19, 2024. Maryland staffing firm owners indicted for evading payment of at least $10 million in taxes owed to the United States. Jeanette and Edgar Gomez were indicted by a federal grand jury for failure to report and pay overemployment taxes accrued pursuant to their interest in SND Services, LLC, and related entities. As detailed in the indictment, the defendants owned and operated several companies engaged in providing temporary staffing services. These companies included SND Services, LLC, and SND Services, Inc. Under the direction of Jeanette Gomez, these entities issued Form W-2 to employees and withheld federal income tax and Social Security and Medicare, FICA, taxes from their wages, but failed to pay over the total withheld to the IRS. It is estimated that the defendants failed to pay over at least $10,476,696 in employment taxes. As further alleged in the indictment, the defendants diverted the funds withheld in trust for their personal use, including for the purchase of residences costing more than $1 million and luxury vehicles costing in excess of $200,000. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. Corona, California man sentenced to 6 years in prison for filing false tax returns for clients and causing at least a $28 million loss to the IRS. Salvador Gonzalez was sentenced to 72 months in federal prison for preparing and filing false tax returns for his clients, a decade-long scheme that caused a tax loss to the IRS of at least $28 million. Gonzalez pleaded guilty on June 17th to 3 counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns. Starting in 2013, Gonzalez operated Grace's Lighthouse Resource Center, Inc., a Corona-based tax preparation business. During that time, on thousands of returns he prepared for his clients, Gonzalez consistently directed his clients to create a phony corporation and to title their homes, cars, and other assets in the name of that corporation. Gonzalez then referred those clients to an associate to prepare these shammed corporations' tax returns. The associate would provide the clients with a blank spreadsheet and request that they input their business expenses into the spreadsheet. At Gonzalez's direction, the clients would include personal expenses such as their mortgage payments, car payments, and utility bills, and then provide the spreadsheet to the associate. The associate would, in turn, use the spreadsheet to prepare the business tax returns, which inevitably would show a loss. These fabricated losses flowed through to the client's individual income tax returns and fraudulently reduced the amount on the individual income taxes they paid. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Baltimore, Maryland man sentenced to 60 months in federal prison for access device fraud and aggravated identity theft. Dalapo Lowell was sentenced to 60 months imprisonment and 3 years of supervised release for federal charges of access device fraud and aggravated identity theft. According to the guilty plea, Lowell knowingly and willfully participated and executed a stolen identity tax refund fraud scheme to obtain fraudulent tax refunds using the identities of elderly victims, then load those refunds onto debit cards tied to bank accounts owned in the victims' names, sent those cards to secure known addresses throughout the United States, and finally withdrew those funds in cash. As outlined at his guilty plea, Lowell's involvement in the scheme can be grouped into two efforts. In the first instance, Lowell intentionally trafficked and used 24 Green Dot Bank debit cards in elderly victims' names in the spring of 2022. These cards were fraudulently loaded with more than $200,000 in 2021 tax refunds, which were fraudulently obtained through identity theft. On April 8, 2022, the Baltimore County Police Department lawfully stopped and searched Lowell's Mercedes S sedan, where these cards were found. These cards were fraudulently loaded with more than $200,000 in 2021 tax refunds, which were fraudulently obtained through identity theft. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, November 22, 2024. 18 individuals and entities charged in international operation targeting widespread fraud and manipulation in the cryptocurrency markets. 18 individuals were charged with widespread fraud and manipulation in the cryptocurrency markets. Charges were unsealed in Boston against the leaders of four cryptocurrency companies, four cryptocurrency financial service firms, known as market makers, and employees at those firms. Four defendants have pleaded guilty, another defendant has agreed to plead guilty, and authorities apprehended three other defendants in Texas, the United Kingdom, and Portugal. More than $25 million in cryptocurrency has been seized, and multiple trading bots responsible for millions of dollars worth of wash trades for approximately 60 different cryptocurrencies have been deactivated. According to the charging documents, the defendants who created the cryptocurrency companies made false statements about their cryptocurrencies tokens, in those tokens, wash trades, to create the appearance of trading activity that would make the tokens look like good investments. These deceptive tactics allegedly attracted new investors and purchasers, which resulted in an increase in the tokens' trading prices. The defendants are then alleged to have sold their tokens at the artificially inflated prices, a fraud commonly known as pump and dump. The largest of these cryptocurrency companies, Saitama, at one point had a multi-billion dollar market value. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.